Joel Rheinberger on ABC Radio.
We have actually managed to track down Gabriella Chilmi. She's in London. Is it London where you live full time now?
Yeah, I guess so. I've been here for quite a while, probably around about 10 years now, actually.
So you had a number one hit in Australia and then you left us.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really my decision at the time, but I kind of just stayed. I guess I met a Scottish boy, so I guess that's part of the reason why I'm here. Like, I go to Scotland quite a lot, which I love. But yeah, I miss home a lot now.
You had this huge number one hit when you were 17 years old. But you were actually being approached by record companies years before that, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I was 13 when I got signed. So it was, yeah, it's crazy to think about it was that long ago now. But yeah, it all kind of just seems like a whirlwind. Yeah.
But it wasn't reality TV. Where were you discovered?
Oh, thank God it wasn't. I don't think I could have handled that. Well, I used to play with a garage band back home. We used to play like Jet covers and Kings of Leon covers and the Zeppelin covers. And I played at an Italian festa and a few things. I did the Good Friday Appeal, which used to be on Channel 7. And so, yeah, I guess the label kind of got a hold of me somehow after hearing me playing on those things. And then, yeah, that's kind of how I got signed.
So a label signs up a 13-year-old who's clearly not really ready for a full-on music career. What actually happens next?
They kind of got onsold, I guess you might say, kind of like a piece of meat. You get sold. I got sold to Island Records and then riding on my school holiday. So I fly to London on my school holidays and then I'd fly back to Melbourne, do school, and then, yeah, so I was riding on my school holidays. And then eventually, I think, yeah, when I was 16, Sweet About Me was released. And then it kind of just took off from there.
So you're 13, 14 years old and going to overseas to write music in the holidays. Did you come back to school and your schoolmates would go, yeah, sure you were?
Yeah, no, I just used to say I was going to Queensland on holiday. You know, we went to Gold Coast. Or, this girl goes on holiday a lot. But yeah, I didn't want to say anything because, you know, my dad was always like, you know, this might not, I know this is what you want to do, but, you know, it might not happen. It's, you know, it's a bit of luck. And it is luck. I think it is the luck of the draw. And actually, Sweet About Me was released twice before it ended up kind of kicking off. So you just never know what's going to happen. And I didn't want to say anything just in case it all went, yeah,
pear shaped. Yep.
Yeah.
So let's go to 2008 then, Gabriella. What was that year like for you when the single was released for the second time? It exploded into the charts. You win 6 ARIA awards. What was that year like for a 16, 17 year old you?
Kind of nuts. It all feels like a dream sequence kind of thing because I was never in time. I was always, you know, on a plane or performing, and you know, I got to do some pretty amazing things. I got to meet Robert Plant, who was like my hero at the time, so that was pretty exciting, and I got to perform all these shows. But you know, at the time, you know, and I'm so grateful that all happened. But I don't think, like, you know, emotionally I was kind of prepared for everything that went on.
I was going to ask, how do you stay centered?
How did you keep centered? I don't know. I was kind of a little bit in a bubble, and I didn't really have time to smell the roses, really, during that whole period. But, yeah, I think I've learned from all that now, and I kind of really enjoy myself now. I was always so nervous that I was going to stuff up or something during that time. Some of those, like, you know, performing on the Arias, obviously, and, you know, I got to go on Rove, which was really exciting, you know, stay out watching these shows, and I was on, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, being on a show that you're too young to stay up that late to watch it, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You're listening to ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. I'm Joel Reinberger. With us is Gabriella Chilmi, who was a massive smash hit at 17 with her song Sweet About Me. Gabriella, you've produced a couple of other albums since then. You've been performing all around the place. But what's 2018 like for you? What are you doing?
At the moment, I'm just writing and I'm getting ready to kind of release some new music early next year. So I've been working on an EP, which is kind of back to, funny enough, going back to kind of, you know, my roots of just playing live with a band and, you know, some of my my favorite records, like Dusty Springfield in Memphis, was all recorded with a live band in a live room. Mm. And that's kind of what I'm doing at the moment. So I'm looking forward to people hearing it. I'm playing some gigs, hopefully in Australia, coming back to Australia. Haven't played in such a long time, but yeah, I've been writing with my brother, keeping it all in the family with my friends. So yeah, I hope people like it.
What's the style of your sound evolved to now?
I think it's still got, you know, I was obviously really influenced by blues and roots kind of music. So it's got that, it's very much inspired by that, a bit of Van Morrison vibe. I think being in, spending some time in the Celtic atmosphere has kind of rubbed off on me as well. There's a record called Astral Weeks by Van Morrison, which is one of my favourite records, which has really inspired this record. So yeah, it's still, you know, keeping the soul element, but yeah, quite live and organic with the band, and yeah.
It's a lovely thing to actually record with a band as you would play live, I think. Are you well known now in the UK? Do people, you know who you are there?
Yeah, well, it's been a while since I've released something. I've kind of taken the independent route and I released a record called The Sting, which unfortunately didn't get released in Australia. But, I mean, everything's on Spotify nowadays, which is cool. So you can listen to it on there. So I released something independently. Since then, you know what's funny? Like, I cut my hair really, really short and nobody really recognized me after that. So my hair's long again now, so I get a few, you know, people recognising me now again. So
plus,
more like I did when I was 16 now.
Gabriella, look, we really look forward to hearing what you sound like now. You know, you had an unbelievable voice as a 17-year-old, so I'm very much looking forward to hearing what a Van Morrison-influenced Gabriella Chilmi sounds like at 27. Can you come to Tassie?
Oh, I hope you like it.
Can you come to Tassie when you're touring?
I would love to. I was thinking the last time I was there I was supporting James Blunt on tour. This is like probably 10 years ago now. I was one of the first shows that I played in Australia, but I would love to come and play my own show. That'd be really awesome. I'm actually going on a girls' trip in February to Tassie, so never know, maybe I'll organise something around then.
Thank you, Gabriella. So lovely to speak to you.
You too.